Today's Amud is Megillah Zayin Amud Beis. We're holding on Zayin Amud Aleph, the third to last line, Umatanis Levyoinim. So says the Gemara, we mentioned that Matanis Levyoinim is something that has to be given in Adar Sheni. On that note, says the Gemara, Tani Rabbi Yosef, that Rabbi Yosef explained that what exactly is the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos and Matanis Levyoinim. So he said that you see from the pasuk which says u'mishloach manos, it says the plural, you're supposed to send manos, and then it says ish l're'ehu, it says that b'lashon yachid, you're supposed to give to your friend mishloach manos. So you see it's shtei manos l'ish echad. You're supposed to give two manos, nothing to do with two different brachos, but two manos to one person. That's the mitzvah of mishloach manos. Umatanais lev yainim, and it says you're supposed to give two matanais to two of yainim. So it says matanais lashin rabim, ev yainim lashin rabim. We learn from there, shtei matanais lishnei b'nei adam. That matanais lev yainim consists of a total of two gifts to two people. Meaning, the way Rashi explains, is that it's one gift to each ani. Says the Gemara now a story that Rabbi Yehuda Nisiya, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, so he was shadr le Rabbi Yishaya atma de igla tilsa. He sent for Mishloach Manos, he sent to Rabbi Yishaya the thigh meat of an igla tilsa, of a third born calf, which is a very chash of a piece of meat, and also vigarba de chamra, and also a jug of wine. Very chashuv of Mishloach Manos. So shalach lei. So Rav Yishaya sent back to him. He said that kiyamta banu rabenu Mishloach Manos ish l're'ehu. That you are mekayim through this the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos ish l're'ehu, because that's two manos. You had the wine, you had the meat. So you are mekayim Mishloach Manos ish l're'ehu. The Bach and the Gain say to take out the next two words of umatanas avyainim. Says the Gemara another story, that Rabba shadar lei l'mari bar mar, Rabba sent to Mari bar mar, he sent him Mishloach Manos, biyad abaye, and he gave abaye the Mishloach Manos to give to Mari bar mar. Perhaps this is a makar for the idea of sending Mishloach Manos with a shliach. Some say you're supposed to send Mishloach Manos dafka Mishloach, dafka, it's supposed to be with a messenger, with a shliach. Anyway, so Rabba, he sent Mishloach Manos in the hands of Abaye to deliver it to Mari bar mar. And what did he send him? He sent him Mulataska de Kashba. He sent him, first of all, a basket full of dates, sweet, nice, honey dates, and Umulay Kasa Kimcha Davshuna. And also a cup full of roasted wheat kernels, which also are very sweet, very sweet Mishloach Manos. So now Amar Le Abaye, Abaye said to Rabbo that this is what you're sending. Hash to Amar Mari. You know what Mari's going to say when he receives this? He's going to say, Ichaklaha Malkali Hevi, that when the villager, when the farmer, he becomes the king, Dikula Mitzavari Leinachis, does he not take off the basket from his neck? Meaning, yeah, you were once poor, so it would be understandable that you used to maybe would give such a cheap, so to speak, Mishloach Manos, but now that you became so chashuv, Luchar, you should give something more chashuv. Anyways, that's what Rabba gave to Abaye to send to Mari bar mar. So, Hadar Shadar le'ihu, so eventually Abaye, he delivered it to Mari bar mar, and then Mari bar mar sent back with Abaye to send back to Rabba, he sent him Mulataska de Zangvila, he sent him a basket full of ginger, which is a little bit sharp, Umlakasa de Pilpalta Haricha, and also a cup full of long peppers, of sharp peppers, hot peppers. So he sent him back these peppers. So Amar Abaye jokingly said that Hashta Amar Mar, that now Rabba's going to say, you know, when he receives this, he's going to say, Ana Shadri Le Chulia, I sent him sweets, V'iyu Shadar Li Churfa. And he sent me spicy things, and the Marshav points out that spicy and bitter are like, second or first cousins, and therefore Mari's name is Mar is bitter, so he was like making like a joke that Rabba's going to say, oh, Mari sent me back things that were bitter, that were spicy. So Amar Abaye. Fine, so that's the story. Interesting story. That's the story that the Gemara brings. Now, Amar Abaye, Abaye commented about his visit to Mari Bar Mar, And he said that kinafki mi beimar. He said that you should know that when I left Mar's house, meaning when I left Rabba's house, Abaye's Mar, Abaye's Rebbe was Rabba, like we've mentioned before. So Abaye, when he left Rabba's house, he says, have a savanna. I was already satiated. I wasn't hungry. I was full. However, even still, kimetai lahasam, when they got over there to Mari Bar Mar's house, so karivu lishisin sayi the shisin mine kedera, they served me 60 platefuls of 60 different types of dishes. Va'achli bahu shisin pluge. And I ate all 60 portions. So Abaye was saying that even though I was satiated, the food by Mari Bar Mar was so delicious, I ate all the food they gave me. Ubishula basraisa, in the last course, the last dish, havukarule tzlikedar. They called it a pot roast. That was the last course. And says Abaye, uboi lemechasa abastra. And it was so good, I wanted to even eat the plate. Which sounds like an exaggeration. Of course, you don't eat the plate. The Marsha takes it very literal. The Marsha says it was an edible plate. So Abaye was saying that he wanted to eat the plate. It was an edible plate. The Marsha says, like, we have a lot of things, all sorts of things nowadays that they make out of sugar, all different forms of things that they made out of sugar. So this was a sugar plate. You know, we think there's a lot of things that we assume are like new things. You know, sugared, all different sorts of things that are made out of sugar. The Chida, actually, in his diary in Magal Tov, so that was already about 250 years ago, the Chida describes a certain Purim that he spent in Amsterdam, and the Chida writes, he writes that when he got to the Rav's house, so the Rav of the city, so he received the Mishloach Manos from one of the Gvirim in the city. And what was the Shaloch Manos? Says the Chida, it was a table, and on the table, there was a 2 amos tall structure resembling Achashverosh's palace. And in this palace, you had Mordechai sitting Bashar HaMelech, and he was wearing the royal clothing. You had Esther Amalka, you had Esther on a couch, and there was a Haman that was like falling on top of her, and Achashverosh was standing right there. And then on the other side of the table, so you had gallows with Haman hanging on it. And also he says that all around the palace there was soldiers and other nice things. And says the Chida, v'hakol haya asoy misukar levad. Everything was made out of sugar, b'chachma gedoyla, a tremendous chachma. And then he says also on the table was all sorts of fruits and cheeses, that he says that it said kasher lepesach on it. You know, we think Yeridas Adoyres is only in Ruchnias, and that we have a level up than they used to have in Gashmias. You see this, they knew what they were doing. This was the Mishloach Manos that they sent to the Rav. Anyway, so says the Marsha that it was a real edible plate, and that's what the Baye was saying. I wanted to even eat the plate. It was a sugar plate. And says the Gemara that after this occurring to him, so he realized that Hainu Damri Inshi, that this is exactly what people mean when they say that Kafin Anyev Lo Yada, that sometimes a poor person is hungry and he doesn't even realize it. You know, I thought I was full when I left Rabbi's house, and then I got to Mari Bar Meir's house and I saw, you know, what type of delicacies they take out, and I realized how hungry I was. Inami, or another saying that people say that would go along with what transpired, is that Ravcha Levisima Shchi, that there's always room for dessert. There's always room for the sweet stuff. That's what Abaye would comment. That's what you realize that when you have good food, so then there's always room for it. Abaye bar Avin, Rabbi Chanina bar Avin, a new sugya, new story. That Abaye bar Avin and Rabbi Chanina bar Avin, these two brothers, Mechalfi Sudasayu Lahadadi, that they used to exchange shudas with each other. They would exchange shudas, and like that, they would fulfill their mitzvah Mishloach Manos. Amar Rava, a new Gemara, then Amar Rava, Mechaye Vinish Levasume Bepuria Adlo Yado Benar Haman Lebarach Mordechai. That simply read is that there's a chiyuv for a person to get drunk on Purim until he doesn't know the difference between Ar Haman and Barach Mordechai, perhaps the Gematria, but that's the chiyuv to drink on Purim Adlo Yado Benar Haman Lebarach Mordechai. Now the Pashup Shat is that the mitzvah is to drink and ultimately to get to the state of Lo Yada. How much do you have to? You have to keep drinking until you get to Lo Yada. If a person doesn't get to Lo Yada, so then he wasn't Yaitzei the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to get to Lo Yada. That's the Pashup Shad in the Gemara. I believe it's Rabbi Sol Salanter, though he had a different Shad in the Gemara. The Rabbi Sol Salanter understood that it's not that the mitzvah is to get to Lo Yada. The mitzvah is to drink. Now, the shear and how much to drink is ad lo yada. The nafkamina is that there's no mitzvah to specifically get to lo yada. You just have a mitzvah to drink. Sip wine throughout the day to drink. Once a person gets to lo yada, so now he lost his mitzvah. Now he doesn't have the mitzvah anymore. The mitzvah was just to drink. Until you get to lo yada, ad lo yada, and now you lost, now you don't have a mitzvah anymore of drinking. But it's not that there's a mitzvah to get to lo yada, it's just a mitzvah to drink, ad lo yada. And then once you get to lo yada, so now there's no more mitzvah to drink anymore. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says the same thing about the mitzvah puravu. I believe it's one of the first tshuvas in Har Tzvi and Evin Ezer, where he writes also by Puravu, he writes that the mitzvah is not to have a boy and a girl. It's illogical to say that Hashem would put on you a mitzvah that's something that you have zero control over, that the mitzvah is to have a boy and a girl. Says Rav Tzvi Pesach, like Rav Yisrael Salanter's Ad Lo Yada, that having a boy and a girl is the shir in the mitzvah. The mitzvah is not to have a boy and a girl. The mitzvah is to be Isaac in Puravu, is the hisaskus in having children. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to do your best. The mitzvah to be Isaac in the mitzvah. Add until you have a boy and a girl, and then the mitzvah goes away. But it's not that a person who never had a boy and a girl wasn't mekayim the mitzvah. Adarab, according to Rav Tzvi Pesach, the way it comes out is that a person who never had a boy and a girl, so he was mekayim the mitzvah every single day of his life, as long as he was being Isaac in the mitzvah, he was mekayim the mitzvah. Who wasn't a person that la'aleinu never had children? He was mekayim the mitzvah much more behider than the person who had a boy and a girl right away. Every time he was Isaac, so he was mekayim the mitzvah. Once you have a boy and a girl, that's when the mitzvah now goes away. But a person who's Isaac in the mitzvah, that's the mitzvah. He doesn't have to have a boy and a girl to be mekayim the mitzvah. He's mekayim it through his ishtadlus. That's good for the mitzvah. Until you have a boy and a girl, now the mitzvah goes away. That's how Rav Yisrael Salanter also learned, ad lo yada, the mitzvah is to drink, ad lo yada. Now the mitzvah goes away. Says the Gemara Vayter, also a famous story, the Rabbah of Reb Zera Avdu Sudas Purim Bahadi Adadi, says the Gemara that Rabbah and Reb Zera, they made a Sudas Purim together, and he based them, and they got drunk, and come Rabbah and Shachte the Reb Zera. Pashtus, you read the word Shachte, the Rabbah got up, and he Shachted Reb Zera. So Lamacha, the following day, so Rabbah, I guess the effect of the wine went away. He realized what happened. He sees Reb Zera, that Reb Zera is not alive anymore. So Bayirachme Va'achye. So Rabbah, he davened, and he was able to bring Reb Zera back to life. He performed Tchiyas HaMeisim. He brought Reb Zera back to life. Lashana, so the next year, so Amar Lei, so Rabbi said to Reb Zera, Nasi Marvinavit Sudas Purim Bahadi Adadi, what do you say we do it again? What do you say we have our Purim Suda together? So Amar Lei, so Reb Zera says back to Rabbi, with all due respect, but Loi Bechol Shaita Veshaita Misrachish Nisa, I can't expect the Nase to happen every time, and I don't really trust you anymore. I'm not gonna come to you, for the Suda. Some learn that this Gemara is like a Chazara on the previous Gemara. Before we said that there's a mitzvah to get drunk, or a mitzvah to drink, so now the Gemara is showing you what bad could happen from getting drunk, Kilu saying, and really maybe it's not such a good idea to get drunk. Hakobanim says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Rava, says Rava, that Sudas Purim Sha'achla Belaila, Layatza Yidei Chayvasai. That if a person has the Sudas Purim at night, on the night of Purim, that you're not Yaitse, the mitzvah's dafka to have the Suda by day. My taima, how do we know that? What's the reason? Meaning, where do you see it from in the Megillah that the mitzvah is dafka by day? So says the Gemara, because yemei mishta v'simcha ksev. It says it's yemei, it's days of mishta and simcha. So you see, the suda is supposed to be dafka by the day. Rav Ashi have a Yosef kamed Rav Kahano. Says the Gemara a story that Rav Ashi was one time sitting in front of Rav Kahana, or some have the Girsa Amemar. He was sitting in front of of Rav Kahana. They were learning Torah, and it was Purim, and they were learning. So the Magen Avraham actually in Simin Tafresh Peivav and Sifka and Gimel, he brings a raya from this Gemara that you see that you're supposed to learn even on Purim. You're not supposed to cancel yeshiva. So Rav Ashi was sitting in front of Rav Kahana. It was yeshiva and Nagav Loi Asu Rabbanon, but some of the other Talmidim, I guess they assumed, you know, it was Bein Hazmanim Midrabanan, it's Purim, so they assumed that they're not supposed to come to Yeshiva, so they weren't coming. So Amar Lei, so Rav Kahana said to Rav Ashi, he said, "Nu, where's everyone? My time of Loi Asu Rabbanim, where are all your friends? Why is everyone not coming to Yeshiva?" So he said back to him, so Rav Ashi says back to Rav Kahana, "Dilma Tri De Besudas Purim. Maybe they're coming, they're just late, they're busy with the Sudas Purim, and they're on their way." So Amar Lei, so Rav Kahana says back, to Rav Ashi, Suda's perm is not a good excuse. Will have Afshar Lamechla Borta? Couldn't they just have the Suda at night? Well, was it Mechatesi? They have to have it now and then come late to Yeshiva. So Amar Leh, so Rav Ashi says to Rav Kahana, what do you mean they could have had it at night? Lo Shmir Leh Lamar, Hada Amar Rava. Did you not hear the member of Rava that Rava said, Sudas Purim Sha'achla Balaila Lo Yatze Yedei Chayvasei? If you have the Sudas Purim at night, you're not Yatze. You have to have the Suda Dafka by day. So Amar Le, so Amimar, Rav Kahana, he said back to Rav Ashi, that Amar Rava Hachi? Really? Did Rava really say that? Amar Le, and he said, yeah, I'm not joking. He really said that. So Tana Minei Arbain Zimnin, so Rav Kahana or Amimar, he chazard over this memra of Rava 40 times that you're supposed to have the Suda Dafka by day, Udami Le command the manach bikise. And then after that, it was like a person who he had it something in his pockets, meaning he had it very klar, he remembered that Gemara. The Ramshif, I believe in Suvis, maybe it's around Dafnun and Aleph, he says over there that about this the expression of Udami Le command the manach bikise, he says, why doesn't it say that he had it now like it was in a safe? The Gemara wants to say that he had it so clear, so then why should it should say he chazard it over 40 times, and after 40 times, it's like a person who had something in a safe, meaning he's not going to forget it. Having something in your pockets, some people lose things from their pockets all the time. That doesn't seem like a very secure place. He chazard it 40 times and it was like it was in his pockets. People lose things in their pockets. That's not a good way to explain, to show that he had it so clearly and that he didn't forget it. Says the Miram Shef, that no, the Gemara is saying the opposite. The Gemara in Bava Metzia tells us that there's a chazaka that a person checks his pockets all the time. Adam asu lamashish bekisoy b'chol shah. That a person checks his pockets all the time. The Gemara is coming to say that he chazard it over 40 times, and even still, it was like it was in his pockets. He still kept checking it. He even after 40 times, he still kept chazaring it even more. That's this expression which comes up quite a few times in Shas, of a dummy lay command the manach bikise. That's what it means. It means that even after chazaring it 40 times, he was still like it was in his pockets. He was still going it over more and more. Says the Mishnah Vayter now, and this is a chazara from Maseches Beitza. I once had a friend that he applied to a certain kollel, and the kollel was advertising that they learn, I think it was maybe something like 900 blad a year. So my friend, he was speaking to the Rosh Kollel, whatever, he was going through the schedule, and it came out that they were doing really 600 blat. So he asked the Rosh Kollel, excuse me, you told me that you do 900 blat during the year. I see really from the schedule, it comes out you're really doing 600 blat during the year. So he said, yeah, but a third of Shas is really all repeated anyways. So really, even though we're doing 600, it's really like we're doing 900 blat, because a third of Shas is really all parts of Shas that were repeated in other Masechtas. I don't know if that's really honest advertisement, but Lamaisel and Yanenu, so this Gemara is one of those Gemaras. This is Mamish, exact copy of a Gemara that we had in Maseches Beitza. Says the Mishnah that Ein Bein Yom Tif L'Shabbos Ela Eichon Nefesh Bovat. That there's no difference between Yom Tif and Shabbos. The only difference is Eichon Nefesh. Everything else is the same. There's Yisurei D'Araisa, Yisurei D'Rabbanon, even that apply to Shabbos equally apply to Yom Tif. The only advantage, so to speak, the only difference Yom Tif has is that Eichon Nefesh is Mutter. You're allowed to do Malacha L'Tzarich Eichon Nefesh on Yom Tif. So says the Gemara, Mashma, that Hala'inyin Machshirei Eichon Nefesh, that when it comes to preparatory malacha, Machshirei Eichon Nefesh, so then Zev is the Ashavin. So then both Shabbos and Yom Tif are the same. And just like it's Aser to do Machshirei Eichon Nefesh on Shabbos, it's Aser even Eichon Nefesh. Kol Shekin Machshirei Eichon Nefesh, so too Machshirei Eichon Nefesh is Aser on Yom Tif. Ma'mas Nisan the like Rabbi Yehuda, which would come out that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tani we learned in the Braisa, that Ein Bein Yom Tif L'Shabbos Elo Eichon Nefesh, the Tanakhama says, like our Mishnah, that the only difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov is Eichon Nefesh, and Rabbi Yehuda Matir Af Machshiri Eichon Nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda said that there's another difference, and that is that on Yom Tov there's a heter even to do malacha for Machshiri Eichon Nefesh, even for preparatory things. Now, my time of the Tanakhama, why does the Tanakhama say that it's dafka eichon nefesh that's mutter and not machshibri eichon nefesh. So Amar Kra, because the pasuk says who when the Torah gives the heter to perform malacha letzarich eichon nefesh on Yom Tov, so it says you can't do any malacha. It says kol malacha leyasa behem, and then it says ach asher yeachel lechol nefesh, except for things which are letzarich eichon nefesh. Who levada yeasa lechem? It only it mashma. That's what's going to be mutter. So that's what the Tanakhama says. It says who that. That's it is mutter mashma v'loy machshirav benat machshiri eichon nefesh. Rabbi Yehuda. So now, what's Rabbi Yehuda's makar that even machshiri eichon nefesh is mutter because it says lachem? It says who levada yaso lachem. It says that's what you could do for you. Lachem is extra. Lachem lechol tzarcheichem. So we darshin from lachem for any of your needs, even for machshirim, even for machshiri eichon nefesh. V'idach nam yaksiv lachem. What does the Tanakhama do with the fact that the pasuk says lachem? Says the Gemara, lachem v'loy la'ayv dekechavim, lachem v'loy leklavim. He learns out from lachem that you're not allowed to do malacha on Yom Tov l'tzarech hagoy. You're not allowed to do malacha on Yom Tov for a behema, only for another yet. V'idach nam yaksiv hu. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with the fact that it says hu? It's mashma miyet that only eichon nefesh is mutter, but not anything else. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda learns like this, that ksiv hu, uksiv lachem, that there seems to be like a stira in the pasuk itself. There's one word in the pasuk which sounds like it's coming to limit, it says hu, but then it also says lachem, which sounds like a riboy, it sounds like it's coming to be marbe, any need. So Rabbi Yehuda understood that it's both talking about machshiri eichon nefesh, and there's some machshiri eichon nefesh which is mutter, and some machshiri eichon nefesh which is aser. Kam be machshirin she'efshir la'seisen me'erev yom tif. If you have machshiri eichon nefesh, which you could have done before Yom Tov with the same qualitative result, so then you're not allowed to do it on Yom Tov. That's going to remain with the Yisr D'Araisa. And Kan, the Machshirin, She'i Efshir La'asayisan Me'erev Yom Tov, whereas Lachem is coming to be Marbe, that Eichon Nefesh is Mutter, it means things that you couldn't have done before Yom Tov, or at least not with the same qualitative result. It would have gotten a little bit ruined. So then, that's the type of Machshiri Eichon Nefesh that's going to be Mutter on Yom Tov. Says the Mishnah now, ain bein Shabbos liyom Kippurim ela shezez doinay bidei Adam vezez doinay bekares. So continuing on the theme of ain beins, says the Mishnah that there's no difference between the einish that a person gets for doing malacha on Shabbos and the einish that a person gets for performing malacha on Yom Kippur. Both of them, there's an einish. The only difference is that by Shabbos, Zdoiner Bidei Adam, if a person does Malacha B'mezid, so he gets Misa Bidei Adam, he's Chayiv Skila, V'zeh Zdoiner Bekaris. Whereas when it comes to Yom Kippur, if a person does Malacha on Yom Kippur, so then he's Chayiv Karis, it's an Einish Bidei Shamayim, there's nothing that happens in Bezdin Shalmata. So says the Gemara, it's mashma that the only difference is that zez doine b'nei Adam and zez doine b'kares. Mashma hala'inyin tashlumin zev zez shaven. It's mashma that when it comes to monetary payment, so then they're both the same. What does that mean? So this is referring to a case where you have a guy and he burns, let's say Reuven, he burns Shimon's field on Shabbos. So now there's two things technically that he just did wrong. First of all, he damaged Shimon's field, so he has to pay him for damaging. And then also, he did malacha. He was mavir. He burnt the fire. He made a fire on Shabbos. So he's chayiv for the malacha, and he's chayiv to pay monetarily. He's chayiv monetarily to pay Shimon for the damage that he caused him. So there's a rule that called kamle b'derabba mine, that when a person's chayiv two punishments, so like this case where he's chayiv to get punished to get killed, and he's also chayiv to pay money, so then we say kamle b'derabba mine, just give him the bigger punishment, and therefore in this case he's not going to be chayiv tashlumen. Shimon's going to lose out from the money. Reuven does not have to pay him. We're just going to kill Reuven. Reuven's chayiv skila, and he's going to be pater from the tashlumen. Now the shaila is does that apply also to kares? So would that apply to Yom Kippur? What about on Yom Kippur? If Reuven would burn down Shimon's field, would we say the same type of thing also, that kamle b'derabba mine, that Reuven's chayiv kares and memelo now he's potter from the tashlumen? Or do we say no, it's only when the two punishments are bidei Adam, but Yom Kippur where the misa is bidei shamayim and the tashlumen is bidei Adam, so then he's taka chayiv both? So it's mashma from the Mishnah that there's no other differences between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. The only difference is that Shabbos has a chi of misa bidei Adam, and Yom Kippur Eretz Kares, Mashma Le'inyan Tashlumin, it's the same. And just like by Shabbos we say Kamle B'derabamine, so too by Kares, so too by Yom Kippur, we'll say Kamle B'derabamine, and Reuven will be Pater from paying Shimon. So Mani Masnisen, who is the Tan of our Mishnah that says that by Yom Kippur we apply the rule of Kamle B'derabamine? Says the Gemara, it's Rabbi Nechunya Ben Akana. Rabbi Nechunya Ben Akana, the Tana, like we learned in the Braisa, that Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana haya Isa es Yom Kippurim k'Shabbos l'Tashlumen, that he would make Yom Kippur just like Shabbos with regards to Tashlumen, meaning that we apply Kam Leibed Rabbi Minei. And he said that Ma Shabbos Mischayev ben Afshay upata mina Tashlumen, just like Shabbos, the person who burnt down the field, he's Chayev Misa and he's Pater from paying the money. Af Yom Kippurim is Chayev ben Afshay upata mina Tashlumen. So too by Yom Kippur, he's Chayev Kares and he's going to be Pater from the Tashlumen. Tanan Hasam says the Gemara that we learned in the Mishnah that Kol Chayev Krisoy Shalaku, anytime you have a person that's Chayev Kares, let's say a guy who did Malacha on Yom Kippur, he's Chayev Kares, and Bezdin gave him Malkus Shalaku, he got Malkus and Bezdin. He was also it's also a lav. He's Chayev Kares for doing the Malacha and for Malkus for transgressing the lav. Once he gets Malkus, so then Nifteru Midei Krisasan. So once he got punished for what he did and he got the Malkus Bidei Adam, so then that actually now takes care of his kares. Now he's no longer chayev kares. Shenemer, and we learned this from the pasuk, which says v'nikla achicha le'inecha. It says when you give malchus, it says you embarrass your brother in your eyes. Kaven shalaka harehu kachicha. Once he gets the malchus, so now he's like your brother again. Now he's no longer. He doesn't have a chayev kares resting on top of him. Divrei Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. And that's the shita of Rav Chanani ben Gamliel, that once he gets the Malkus, so now he's pater from the Kares. However, Rabbi Yochanan commented about this shita of Rav Chanani ben Gamliel, and he said that you should know Chalukan alav chaverav al Rav Chanani ben Gamliel. That all of the other Rabban and all the other Tanayim, they argue on Rav Chanani ben Gamliel, and they hold that even when he gets the Malkus, he does not become pater from Kares. And Amar Rava explains that where did Rabbi Yochanan know this from? That everyone else argues on Rabbi Chanani ben Gamliel, that Amri Bei Rav, they said in the Yeshiva of Rav, that Tanina, we learn it in the Mishnah, it says in our Mishnah, that Ein Ben Yom Kippurim L'Shabbos, it's a Stam Mishnah, and the Mishnah says that there's no difference between Yom Kippur and Shabbos, El Shezez Doinu Bidei Adam, Vizez Doinu Bidei Karis, the only difference is that Shabbos carries a chiyuv misa bidei Adam, and Yom Kippur carries a chiyuv misa bidei Shamayim, it has kares v'misa. Now if it's true, if it's really true, like Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel said, that once you get Malkus, so now you're not chayiv kares anymore, so then idi v'idi bidei Adam hi. So then it's not true, Yom Kippur's punishment is also bidei Adam, because once you get the Malkus, so then you're pater from the kares. So you see, it must be that the Mishnah doesn't hold like Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. And if so, you see, that's a Stam Mishnah, that the Halacha is not like Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. However, says the Gemara two terutzim, that it's not, that you don't see from our Mishnah like Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said that everyone else argues, but you don't see that from our Mishnah. Says the Gemara, number one, Amar of Nachman, Hamani Rabbi Yitzchaki. One, I could tell you that the Tana of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yitzchak. The Amar Malkus b'chai v'krisais leka. He holds that there is no Malkus b'chai v'krisais. So that's why, really be'etzem, if you would get Malkus, that would take care of the Chiyuv Kares. And therefore, it would make sense to say that Ki'ilu, the Chi of Yom Kippur, is also Zdaine Bidei Adam. It just happens to be the Tana of our Mishnah holds that there is no Malkus on something which is Chayev Kares. It's a big machlekes. Is something which is chayiv kares, which is a lav, so do you also get malchus? The shita of Rabbi Yitzchak is that no, malchus is not part of, that it's not included in the parasha of malchus. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, that Rabbi Yitzchak said that, and this is just showing the makar for Rabbi Yitzchak, where did Rabbi Yitzchak know it from, that things which are chayiv kares are completely out of the parasha of malchus, there's no chayiv malchus even though it's a lav? Because he said that chayiv krisa is bechlal hayu. The Torah says about in the parasha of the Arayas, that there's a Chiyuv Kares, and it says in general about all of the Arayas. V'lama yatzas Kares ba'achaysay. So why does the Torah then single out a person's sister? It says that a person who's with his sister, so he's chayiv kares, ladainai bekares veloy bemalkus, to teach us that there's a chayiv kares and only kares. It stretches kares again to teach us that there's a chayiv of kares and only kares, and not malkus. So that was Rabbi Yitzchak's makar, that things that are chayiv kares are not chayiv malkus. And therefore the Tan of our Mishnah could be like Rabbi Yitzchak, and that's why it says that Yom Kippur is dainai bekares, because the Tan of our Mishnah holds that there is no malkus by chayiv Krisis. Rav Ashi says, Afilu Temer Rabbanon, I could even tell you that the Tan of our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yitzchak, it's like everyone else. And so how could the Mishnah say Zez Doinai Bikaris? It's not true. Yom Kippur is also Zdoinai Bidei Adam, because if a person gets Malkus, he now gets freed from the Kares. And a Chanami. But Zeh Iker Zdoinai Bidei Adam, Vezeh Iker Zdoinai Bidei Kares. The Iker punishment for a person who does Malacha on Shabbos is Bidei Adam, whereas the Iker by Yom Kippur is the Kares. You're right, if they give him Malkus and now he's potter from the Kares, but that still doesn't change the fact that the Iker is Doinai on Yom Kippur is Bikaris, and therefore there's no Raya from this Mishnah against the Shita of Reb Chanani ben Gamliel.